Support for this program is provided by Chevron.
This is Politico Energy. I'm Nirmal Malaikul. Electric vehicle companies have been in the news a lot this week. For starters, the European Union made it clear that they are against the EV tax credits for American-built cars. That's a measure in President Joe Biden's signature Build Back Better bill that's currently in the hands of the Senate. At the same time, Tesla is being investigated by the SEC, not for its electric vehicles, but for something else it makes, solar panels. Today, Politico's Tanya Snyder breaks down the EU's stance and why Tesla is under fire. It's Wednesday, December 8th. So Tanya, lots of electric vehicle news out this week. Let's start in Europe. Why is the European Union urging the Senate to scrap the electric vehicle tax credit included in the reconciliation bill?
So right now, there is a tax credit for many electric vehicles that caps out at $7,500. And that would stay in place for lots of electric vehicles, but that tax credit would go up to $12,500 for made-in-America, union-made electric vehicles. Obviously, all automakers that would not be able to offer that kind of incentive for their customers don't want to see this. This is a competitive edge for their competitors, for mostly Ford, GM, and an automaker called Stellantis. So all other automakers and other countries that would not be able to take advantage of that tax credit are opposed to it because they think that it's an unfair advantage for their competitors.
Got it. And how are those negotiations going in the Senate about this tax credit? We know at least one key Democrat, Senator Joe Manchin, is against it.
Well, exactly. And that's the big news right now, is that he declared his opposition actually at a Toyota event. Toyota has a plant in West Virginia, but it's not unionized and they wouldn't be able to take advantage of that tax credit. As you know, Joe Manchin's opposition means a lot and is very weighty. As far as I know, the tax credit is still in the bill, but the Build Back Better Act has seen so many key provisions be in and out and back in again. It's hard to keep track, but I haven't heard anything about it being out at this point.
Now, we also got news this week that one electric vehicle maker, Tesla, is being investigated by the SEC. What's the allegation?
So this is actually not about their vehicles. This is about the panels that go on houses, again, not cars. And the allegation stems from a 2019 lawsuit where Walmart, which had Tesla solar panels on the roofs of some of their stores, had experienced fires of those solar systems. And so they sued Tesla, which had bought SolarCity, which manufactured those panels. A whistleblower who actually was fired a couple of years ago, and he says that he was fired because he kept bringing up safety issues and elevated them when they were not addressed, sent a FOIA request to the SEC asking for an update on the investigation and was told that it is a matter of an ongoing active investigation. And so they were not going to disclose information, but that was the information that he was looking for, that it is a matter of an ongoing and active investigation. Because it's the SEC, it's mostly looking into whether Tesla took proper steps to shield its shareholders from risk. But of course, there's also the consumer protection element of whether consumers were properly warned that there is a fire risk with these systems. They were told that they need to maintain them to keep them from malfunctioning or shutting down, but the fire risk was not really disclosed to consumers.
Now, how did this news about the SEC investigation impact Tesla shares?
Well, they tumbled pretty dramatically on Monday, but honestly, by the end of the day, Monday had made up most of their value. Tesla shares go up and down pretty dramatically, and it doesn't actually seem to be, at this point, a very big drop.
Also, Jigar Shah, director of the Department of Energy's Loan Programs Office, says the bipartisan infrastructure law should encourage the private sector to make massive investments in electricity transmission. In turn, according to Shah, those investments could be used to add more wind and solar power onto the grid. For context, the law signed by President Joe Biden in November gives the DOE the authority to designate an area of the U.S. as a national interest electric corridor, meaning building new transmission in that region would provide greater access to low-cost, cheap power such as wind and solar. But a major question still remains on whether transmission developers are willing to actually build those lines, since they can be unpopular at the state and local level. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Some of the music in today's show was composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Nirmal Malaikal, and we'll see you back tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron. Chevron's El Segundo refinery is looking to turn plant-based oil into renewable gasoline, jet, and diesel fuels, because it's only human to want to power a better future. Learn more at chevron.com/lowercarbon.